This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman, Kelvin and Cam Raslan. And in the studio with us right now is Keith Kam for the Market Wrap. So, protests in Hong Kong have been going on for 22 weeks now, and that's like 5 months and a bit. And the effects on its economy has begun to show, and just last week it officially went into a recession. So Keith, what do analysts think about Hong Kong's prospects in the long term?
So you're right, Hong Kong has recorded two consecutive quarters of negative growth, which indicates its economy is in a technical recession. And that's also the first time since the 2008 financial crisis, so very significant there. Its GDP contracted 3.2% in the July to September quarter, and this follows a 0.4% contraction in the second quarter, so that's two quarters down. And even Hong Kong's finance chief is warning of another cut to the growth forecast, largely because of the protests and the US-China trade tensions. So the Hong Kong government has already downgraded its GDP growth prediction to between 0 and 1% from the previous estimate of 2 to 3%. This downgrade was done in August, so you know, it was 0 and 1%. So after that, I think it's just negative territory. There, however, seems to be some light at the end of the tunnel because despite the protests, Hong Kong still managed to record its best weekend for new home sales since late August. And all this because of what's been happening in the past 22 weeks. They've actually pushed prices, home prices down, and some recent policy changes has also allowed buyers to borrow up to 90% of the property's value.
So it does look like things might be bottoming out a little, but are investors still confident enough in the Hong Kong economy to venture back in?
So for the long term, China, which is still pretty much in control, already has an initiative for that part of the country. The Greater Bay Area Plan, which they announced earlier this year, this encompasses the Guangdong province, Macau and Hong Kong. It covers 56,000 square kilometres and has a population of 70 million people. It also includes China's version of the Silicon Valley, Shenzhen. And, you know, that alone makes Kirk West, he's the executive director of international business and clients at Principal Global Investors, it makes him quite confident of Hong Kong's protests going up, prospects going forward.
Valuations clearly are supportive, and I do believe things will return. Technicals, in a sense, tends to be a little bit under-owned at the moment, so you're going to have that technical support. But where I really think is a fundamental side, but it's a long-term fundamentals, and it's a Greater Bay Initiative. That's where you're turning Hong Kong from a 7 million population market to somewhere closer to 70 million. And if you really think of some of the real issues which people are out on the streets about, which I'm sympathetic to, you know, it's about opportunity, it's about getting well-paid employment. Well, the only way you can do that is by growing the pie, not recarving the pie. And there's a real opportunity to grow the pie through the Greater Bay Initiative.
That was Kirk West, the Executive Director for International Business and Clients, Principal Global Investors. Back home on Bursa today, though, the local Bursa was close to the 1,600-point mark again. But there was some news about Media Prima maybe laying off some of its staff.
Well, it has been confirmed that it is doing another round of staff rationalization. And this is the second one since November last year when it laid off over 190 employees. There were some who got a mutual separation scheme as well. So there was no mention of how many staff will be affected this time, only that this is its latest restructuring. It will ensure a fair and equitable compensation package, according to their statement. And this exercise will be completed by the end of March next year. On Bursa, though, Media Prima closed 1.4% lower at 35 cents. It's the lowest since June, and in just 1 month, it lost about a quarter of its value.
Keith, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.